Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier, and today is Tuesday, and it's about 12:30, and we're having our power lunch. And thank you for taking time to join us this afternoon as we talk about things that are happening in the industry and also with The Power Is Now. For those of you who are joining me for the first time, my name is Eric Frazier. I'm the president and CEO of The Power Is Now. And The Power Is Now is a media company focused on real estate and financial literacy. We're really committed to working with first-time homebuyers and just helping everyone become homeowners or investors in real estate. And we use radio, magazines, online TV. We use online social media, like we're now live on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, another great platform in which we are on. And since 2009, we have been broadcasting, sharing information about real estate and how to make money in real estate, how to become a homeowner, how to become an investor. Now, The Power Is Now is a media company primarily, and then we're also a real estate and a mortgage company. I am the broker and president of The Power Is Now Mortgage Services, which is a division of The Power Is Now, Inc., and our license number for The Power Is Now Mortgage Services is NMLS 1435243. And for The Power Is Now Real Estate Services, I'm the broker for The Power Is Now Real Estate Services as well. And the license number is 1980407. And that's the California BRE. Power Is Now is licensed to do real estate and originate loans in the state of California only. In the state of California only. And so one day we'll be expanding to other states, providing assistance in either selling or obtaining a loan. But right now, nationwide, we're happy with just sharing information about real estate, interviewing professional agents who are doing an incredible job and other industry leaders, and also, you know, assisting people here in California obtaining the home of their dreams, the American dream of homeownership through our lending division and our real estate division. And so I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. We're going to spend about a half hour talking about news, worthy news item. In fact, one thing in the news just yesterday is Let It Go. And I tell you, the competition is about to get even more serious than it already is for real estate agents as we look at these online platforms that are making it very easy for people to sell real estate. And I'm going to share some information I just read from Housing Wire, and maybe you haven't heard about it yet, but Let It Go, a very popular app for selling things, is in the real estate business, folks, and look out for that. Now, for those of you who are real estate professionals and, of course, our own agents here at The Power Is Now, I want to encourage you to listen in tonight at 7 o'clock. We're going to be talking about the 1% down payment program, the 1% down payment program. Did you know that you can buy a home with just 1% down and there's no mortgage insurance involved in that program? It's an amazing program. We have it here, and that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight at 7 p.m. Now, I just came back from Northern California. It seems like every month I'm in Northern California, and I want to express my appreciation to the leadership of Church of All Faiths in Oakland, California, for a wonderful seminar we were able to put on there in Oakland, Church of All Faiths. And if you're ever in Oakland, please go by and check out Church of All Faiths. And then we were in Stockton, where we did a seminar with the Eastside Church of God in Christ. And I want to, again, express my appreciation to the leadership there in Eastside Church of God in Christ, in Stockton, California, for hosting a first-time homebuyer seminar. And then, of course, to my partners and friends at Fisher Realtors in Richmond, California. I've lost track of the number of seminars we have conducted there in Richmond, and I appreciate Joe Fisher, the broker owner of Fisher Realtors, and Michelle Dupree, and the whole team down there that I have been just fantastic to work with, great partners, and helping to get the word out about low down payment and zero down payment programs, folks. It's pretty amazing, their commitment to working with first-time home buyers and what they're doing. Every time we come to Richmond, we fill the room up with people who are interested in becoming homeowners. And every time, we get people ready to move forward to buy a home. So if you are a church anywhere in the state of California and you would like for the Powers Now to come out, please reach out to us. You can reach out to me directly through Facebook. You can contact me by email at eric.frazier@thepowersnow.com or reach out to Christina Kimball. And she is our Director of Sales and Operations, and she handles all of these events for me, Christina.Kimball@thepowersnow.com. In fact, if you go to thepowersnow.com, look under About Us, you'll see the Power Team. And folks, by no means is this a one-man show. It is not. I am surrounded by some pretty incredible people who make everything we do happen each and every day here on The Power Is Now. I want to encourage you to check out our magazine. January is rapidly coming to an end. And so check out our January issue of the magazine. Yours truly is on the cover. And we're talking a little bit about what is in store with The Power Is Now and learn a little bit more about me. Black History Month is on its way just a few days from now. And so we'll be devoting our February issue to African-American leaders, both in real estate and in the world, and talking about Black homeownership, which is a serious issue right now. The lack of Black homeownership, particularly here in California, the rate is as low as 35% in California, lower than it is nationally, which is 41.7%. I'm committed to sharing information via the magazine, our radio show, Facebook Live, The Powers Now TV. We're committed to sharing information to help everyone, regardless of your race, background, color, religion. We want to help everyone become a homeowner and to enjoy the benefits associated with doing that. Now, I'm going to transition for a moment here and talk about something that's going on in our industry. For those of us who've been around for a while, we all know that it's I feel like we're under attack. And again, this show, by the way, for those of you who may not be real estate professionals, this show is geared really towards real estate professionals. We're going to be talking about how to get into a home tonight at 7 o'clock, but you're certainly welcome to listen in. And perhaps if you're interested in becoming a real estate agent, reach out to us. We'll be happy to do that. But the real estate professional who is not totally involved online, and I mean, they don't just have a Facebook account, but they're actually writing, doing Facebook Live, putting up videos, posting things, and really engage. If they're not involved with YouTube, putting up videos, if they're not taking advantage of online radio, and not trying to build a brand online, they're in trouble because there are companies that are really vying for that customer who is online, that consumer who is practically online every single day, whether it be through Facebook or email or what have you, they are somehow engaged online and they are shopping online. I mean, look at what Amazon is doing. Look at what all the retailers are doing. In order to survive, they absolutely must be online and in a big way. Well, I was reading Housing Wire, and I don't know if you're not familiar with Housing Wire, you should check it out. It is a great online magazine. Get your subscription to Housing Wire. In fact, this is yesterday. Ben Lane, who is a great writer, he writes a lot of articles for Housing Wire, and this article really is getting a lot of attention. The headline is "Fast Growing Local Marketplace App Let Go Expands into Real Estate Listings." Now, we already know Facebook is thinking about this. In fact, I'm going to share some of this article with you right now. So he says, if you've been anywhere near a TV in the last year or so, you've probably seen a commercial for Let Go, an app that allows users to sell unwanted goods to other users who actually want that stuff. And so right now on Let Go, I mean, you can find just about anything there. And it's pretty easy. Take a picture of the stuff, upload it, and boom, you got a buyer. And so this, it goes on to say, this app functions as an online marketplace connecting sellers to buyers and vice versa. And since it launched in 2015, Let Go has grown considerably. Recently disclosed 75 million downloads. 75 million downloads, and said the users have already posted more than 200 million secondhand listings through the apps. Now, we are proud here at The Powers Now to be on Blog Talk Radio, and we have 1 million downloads of our radio shows. I can't imagine 75 million people have downloaded their app. Now, in addition, he says Comscore recently ranked Let Go as the second fastest growing app since 2015, and its ads are seemingly unavoidable on TV. And in fact, I should share now on the screen here this great commercial. But I'm sure you've seen the commercial. Everybody's seen these commercials that they put out. They're hilarious. And it just shows how easy it is to upload something and sell it online. So the company announced on Monday that it's launching a real estate listing section and will allow users to list homes and apartments for sale or rent on its app. This move puts Let Go even more into direct competition with Craigslist, which also features real estate listings. Now, a lot of agents are using Craigslist to list their properties, and they're using Facebook. Facebook is in the game right now with real estate listings. In fact, Facebook announced that it is significantly expanding the real estate listing section on its marketplace, which is Facebook's attempt to take on Craigslist, eBay, and other e-commerce platforms like Let Go. So Facebook currently allows individual homeowners to list their homes for sale on the marketplace. And according to Facebook, the feature is rolling out gradually and is currently only available via the mobile app in the United States. Folks, this is a wake-up call to any real estate agent who does not get their act together online. Seriously, it is a wake-up call. Because if the consumer is going to take advantage of the worldwide audience that Let It Go and other online platforms have, then don't you think as agents we need to be on that worldwide platform in a substantive, major, consistent way? Just putting up a website and posting your listings is just not good enough. You've got to be engaged. You've got to be engaged. And Let It Go now is just one more opportunity for the consumer to do it on their own. You know, right now, another thing I'm noticing is for sell by owner websites, they are growing at an incredible rate. The whole DIY movement should cause us all to really, you know, sit up and pay attention. How do I add value today? How do I add value in this movement that's taking place where everyone can basically get the information they need about real estate online? They can watch a video. They can go to Zillow or these other online Trulia and find out the price and what homes are selling for. They can work directly with companies that provide services for people who want to sell that do not involve commission at all, flat fee and things of that nature. So how do we as real estate professionals add value in this time, in this age we're living in, where technology, robotics, e-commerce, information, communication, it's all changing so rapidly that just saying that you can help someone sell or that you'll provide a service, you really have to understand that you're competing now with very well-financed corporations and companies creating these opportunities for people to either buy or sell real estate without the use of an agent. And so what does that really mean? I think for me and for our team members here at The Powers Now, it means that we really have to look at the consultative approach of our business more seriously. We have to become experts in real estate and in lending, and to be able to help customers make decisions, to provide advice and direction. And I believe that's where our value lies, not in necessarily doing the work, but if we can demonstrate and articulate our value in terms of being an expert and to help them and then guide them through the process, I think that's where you're going to get the listing. That's where you're going to get the buyer, someone who, based on your experience and your knowledge and the information that you're sharing for free, they're going to be inclined to consider you as their partner as they try to, you know, navigate through this very treacherous waters of real estate and either to buy a home or to sell a home. So I don't believe that we're out of a job. I don't believe the customers will ever not need us. But I think just like companies today need a more qualified employee today in the job market, if you don't have a degree, you're in trouble. If you don't have a degree in the job market, you are in trouble. And then if your degree is not in some type of sciences, whether it be engineering, computer science, finance, you're in trouble again. Or maybe education. Education is a growing field, especially online education. But being able to write code, be able to program, having that analytical background, because everything is online. And so I think that the consumer is looking for something like that. They're looking for a person who's truly an expert on being online, marketing online. They're looking for a person who's truly an expert on pricing their property. They're looking for a person who can look at their personal situation and help them make a decision whether they should buy or sell, or should maybe hold on to what they have, refinance, pull out the cash, let that thing ride for another 10 years, and buy something else if they need to downsize or what have you. You know, being an advisor, a real estate advisor, I think that's where we are going to add value. Now, if you agree with me, please let me know. I'd like to know what you think. For those of you who are watching me live online, if you agree with what I'm saying, or perhaps you have a whole nother take on this, are you concerned about let go? Are you concerned about Trulia and Zillow? Are you concerned about Facebook and their entrance into the real estate game and being in direct competition with you as an agent? Are you concerned? And I don't think that you should be concerned if you have a game plan to be online yourself in a substantive way, to engage consumers online through video, through email, through writing, through your Facebook Live like I'm doing now. I don't think you have to be concerned. You just have to keep at it and build your audience. So I'd be interested in what you have to say on this. Please respond to me, drop me an email, or you can even note something here in the chat room and let me know what you think about what's happening in technology and how it may be displacing potentially real estate agents or diminishing our role in the whole process with the consumer. Or is there a way as real estate professionals we can basically co-op, you know, we can leverage all this that's happening to improve our value proposition? I believe we can do that. In fact, The Powers Now, and what a great segue this is, The Powers Now is having a webinar on January 31st. You can go to our website, thepowersnow.com, look under careers, January 31st. And we would love to invite you as real estate professionals to check out what we're doing. I believe we can leverage technology. We can leverage social media. We can leverage online radio, online television. We can leverage all of this. I say bring it on, technology. Give us everything, right? We can leverage to build our brand, to demonstrate to the consumer that we truly are worth our weight, you know, in commission. We're worth it. We are worth it. And that we can provide and add value to the transaction and to their goals, and helping them, that is, to achieve their goals, to sell their property or to buy a home. I believe we can. And I want to invite you to tune in on the 31st of January. We're going to be live. The details are on the website. Go to thepowersnow.com, click on the careers, and you'll see when we will be live and we'll be talking about these things. Let Go app, Facebook, Zillow, Trulia. Man, things are changing. You know, I was thinking about my grandkids. I always think about the grandkids, and they're 1 and 2 years old. And it's amazing to me that there are experiences that I've had growing up that they will never, ever have. You know, things we take for granted, folks, that our kids will never have. I mean, the day is coming where there will be a complete absence of paper. There already is. Everybody's doing everything through DocuSign and e-signatures. That real estate offices, more and more real estate companies are going completely online, just getting rid of brick and mortar because agents are, you know, working from their home or they're working online. In fact, The Powers Now is a completely online company. We have a small office in downtown Riverside for administrative purposes only, but everybody works from home. Everybody is online. This is the trend. This is the trend. Banking. Who goes into a bank anymore? I mean, you do everything. You can even open up your account online. You don't even write checks anymore. The things that we have taken for granted and the things that we've experienced, those of us in our 40s and 50s, you know, our grandkids will never see. Our grandkids may not drive a car. They may be flying a car. They may be flying a car. They won't be driving a car. In fact, they may never have to drive. Their first car may be driverless, no driver. I mean, technology is changing how we live our lives, how we conduct our business. And folks, I tell you, you have to be either get on board or get left behind. Get on board or be left behind. You know, the 80-20 rule, right? They say 20% of the agents out there do 80% of the business. And I think that rule is definitely applicable when it comes to technology. 20% of the agents out there, probably not even 20, maybe 10 or 5% of the agents out there are truly leveraging technology and the online mediums to grow their business and to grow their brand. And it's probably even a smaller percentage of those who are actually investing real money and growing their brand online. Well, tomorrow is here. It's not tomorrow. Tomorrow is now. The power is now. You have the power to make the change you need to make in your business to show up how you know you should show up to compete for the business that is out there. And there's a ton of business out there, folks. There's plenty of opportunity out there for everyone. It's how are you showing up every day to make that opportunity your reality, not just a dream, but your reality. So we're coming to the end of January. In fact, the next time we'll talk again, it'll be, it won't be a new year, not a new year, but a new month, but just about. It'll be on the 30th of January, and the month will be over. Are you on track with achieving your goals for 2018? Or did you fall behind again? Did you go back to those old habits again? Are you exercising? Are you eating right? Are you doing all the things you said you would do? And are you on track with your business plan? These are the questions that we should be asking at the end of each month and perhaps throughout the month as we begin this new journey into 2018. So I hope you're on track with your goals, and I hope that you'll consider The Powers Now as a partner in achieving your goals. The Powers Now Mortgage Services, that we do everything from high net worth individuals to hard money to first-time home buyers to land construction. We do it all. If you're a real estate professional and you need an experienced lender, 35 years plus in the business, then please consider reaching out to me and to assist you in your transactions. Now, just to conclude here, our power lunch, and again, I'm looking for some feedback here from those of you who are live with me now. I really want to know what you think about let go and what's happening with technology and driving our business. Let's see here. Our next seminar is going to be on the 28th of this month. Donald Drake, president of Black and the OC, agent with Berkshire Hathaway, soon hopefully to be joining our team, will be conducting a first-time homebuyer seminar, and really I call it a first-time homebuyer seminar and a investor seminar. We're going to just focus on four units, how to buy four units as a first-time homebuyer or as an investor. So we're going to be talking about all the programs that are available to buy. You can buy a four-unit building with no money down. Believe it or not, you can do that 30-year financing. So we're going to be talking about that. If you're interested in putting on a seminar with me, partnering with me to do so, please reach out to us. Reach out to me. I'd be happy to do so. Webinar coming up January 31st, Powers Now Career Webinar. For those of you who are interested in learning more about what we're doing, please go to thepowersnow.com and you'll find the details there under careers. Well, I believe that just about covers it. One other thing, this coming Thursday, so 2 days from now, we're having our marketing session. And so for those of you who are advertising your listings on Facebook, please join us live on Facebook on this Thursday at 12:30. We're going to be talking about listings. And so we're reaching out right now to many agents who have listings, including our own, to join us live on Facebook to talk about their listings. And, you know, it's one thing to put up a picture on Facebook or, you know, pictures on your website or even do a little video yourself. I'm telling you, it doesn't compete. It doesn't really compare to being on Facebook Live and being interviewed about your listing for sale, and where you can really get into the details about the property and why it's such a great buy. And in fact, if you plan on making some adjustment in the price, this is a great place to announce what you're doing on Facebook Live. And of course, we're going to be playing the audio portion of that marketing session on Blog Talk Radio, where we have millions of listeners, and it's syndicated to iTunes and hundreds of other online radio platforms. So if you're interested in having your property or being on the show and talking about your listing, please go to thepowersnow.com and you'll see under Advertise with Us, Marketing Session. Complete the information, and we'll get back to you right away. Or just drop me an email. Whatever's fast, you can even communicate with us directly through Facebook. Well, folks, that concludes our Power Lunch. I hope you had a great lunch today. It's 1 o'clock. It's time to get back to work and get some more listings, get some more buyers. Remember, you know, we are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. So don't procrastinate. Take advantage of the opportunities that are right in front of you and just get it done. Thank you for joining me. Remember, the power is now.
You've been listening to the Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.